When we are title momenti, when we are title constitutional review committee, the first principle is review your control mindset to remove the chains of contradictions. Putting the cart before the horse would suffer slow down motion. The constitution is the supreme law of the land of the Gambia, where according to your oscillating official statistics, 93% or 95% are Muslim, living harmoniously with Christians and others without any problems or phobia. But only ambulance chasers and post hunters of lawyers know the paraphernalia. Is this not the obvious form of contradictions that have become a national paranoia? The cumbersome Shakespearean English language you are using to translate the so-called articles, clause and subsections of an alien reality is the first step to national deception. A Gambian constitutional expert, sweating laboriously under colonial legal rules and conceptions, a slave will always repeat what the master has inserted in his tiny brain as a continuation of his everlasting hateful state of dependence, self-rejection, deep sense of inferiority, and the intense desire for self-destruction. Selecting competencies of momentous national issues of destiny should always be based first and foremost on moral merits of honesty, sincerity. An idiot task to select playmates will take precocious children as counterparts. Reviewing the Constitution is a sacred duty of great significance. Execute the trust with an overwhelming sense of God-fearing, devotion, dedication to prevent tearing the nation apart. Always keep in mind that you are created, then a creator exists. You found the world in existence, you will one day depart through the exit. If these two arguments are irrefutably valid, then nothing of your precarious work should come in collision with Allah's will or in collusion with the forces of darkness to render the whole exercise invalid. May mental slavery and intellectual colonialism be defeated.